Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How you doing today? How's the good life treating you? That's right. I want to know if you're living the good life. Because the good Lord has blessed you to be alive and listening to our radio show. And we're broadcasting for your listening pleasure. That's right. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Yes, it's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world on 7 continents. That's right. We're broadcasting so everybody from Russia to China to Japan can listen to what we're talking about on the radio show. So if you know people in those cities, in those countries, then tell them it's time to listen to G-Money on the radio. Make it a point to tune in to the radio show every day at 3 o'clock. That's Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 o'clock. And listen to the activities that G-Money is putting down. That's right. I'm making it a fun, happy hour of entertainment. So the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's cool. It's about 75 degrees. It's comfortable, the sun is shining, the skies are blue, and we have a little bit of cloud overcast, but it's beautiful in Las Vegas. This is beautiful weather. It's getting ready to turn into the fall season, and then it's going to turn into the winter season where the weather starts to get cold. Yes, I can tell you from experience, this is the turn of the season for things to start going into cold weather. Now, right now, it's still comfortable and it's still beautiful. So it's still a good time to come to Vegas to see the entertainment on the Strip and all the casinos in Las Vegas, because they have a lot of things going on the Strip. My boy, Chris Tucker, the comedian, is at the Wynn Casino this weekend. And he's been there last weekend, too. So he'll be doing a residency for a couple of weeks at the Wynn. So come and check out the comedy of Chris Tucker. Yeah, he's funny, funny, funny. He's so funny. He's almost like G-Money. He's just real funny. So come see Chris Tucker at the Wynn Casino. Yes, he'll be there making everybody laugh, making them laugh out loud. He's like G-Money. He moves the crowd. He makes everybody laugh out loud. That's right. That's how we do it. So you can listen to Chris Tucker as he does his stand-up comedy routine, and he'll bring a smile to your face in the place all day long, all day strong. So That's what we know is going on the Strip, the new residency. I already told you George Wallace is a comedian, and he's at Southgate, and he's performing. Oh, back that up. He's at Westgate, where it used to be the Hilton Hotel. Now it's the Westgate. And he's performing in the entertainment room in the Westgate. And he's there on Friday and Saturday night from 7 to 10. And I think he does another show from 11 to 2 in the morning. He likes to be busy. And he likes to talk all that crazy stuff. So you can listen to him and get good laughs all night long. So that's George Wallace, and he's at the Westgate, and his show is very entertaining. He's a very funny comedian, and I'm G Money. I know all the comedians in Vegas, so I'm making my rounds. I'm getting around meeting everybody, talking to everybody, and letting them know I'm on the radio. So they're checking in, listening to what I'm talking about. And I'm trying to be entertaining for everybody that's listening. So that's what I do. Anyway, now that we've talked about the weather, and I told you about two comedians that are performing in Vegas, they got a few more people that are performing in Vegas, but I can't go through everybody. The Temptations are here, and I just heard that this morning. And I'm not sure where they're performing at. They didn't give a location. They just told me that they were getting ready to start a residency here in Las Vegas. So the great old school Temptation are going to be here in Las Vegas. And if you want to hear a Cloud Nine, you want to hear about Psychedelic Shack, you want to hear about all of the songs that the Temptations sang, well, this is time to get ready to come hear them, because they'll be performing for a few weeks here in Las Vegas. So make your plans to come to Las Vegas and catch them live in concert. So they'll have a good time for you, for sure. They've always put on a good show, and they make you laugh, make you sing along, and make you dance in your seat. So they're entertaining. Yes, they are. And they've been doing it for about 40 years now. So they got their groove on. They know how to make it work. So come see the Temptations live in concert. All right. Well, other than that, I think we want to talk NFL sports. What do you say, Papa D? Let's talk NFL sports. Yeah. Well, first off, let's just go back to Thursday night's game. Who was that that played on Thursday night?
The Kansas City Chiefs beat the Denver Broncos in Denver, 30-6.
All right. Yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, they beat the Denver Broncos. Yeah. You said 33-6. Yeah.
30-6.
Yeah, they put a whooping on the Broncos. So the Broncos are still at the bottom of the pile. They're down there with Jacksonville and with Cleveland Browns and with the Miami Dolphins and who else? What's another team that's at the – oh, my Cincinnati Bengals. Oh, I can't believe they haven't won a game this year. Cincinnati Bengals is at the bottom of the heap. And the Atlanta Falcons, they went to the Super Bowl 4 years ago, and they haven't made the playoffs since then. So they got one win. So they're 1-5 right now. So whoever likes Atlanta, well, I'm thinking it's time to get a new team. They're not winning anything. They're not even playing like they got an aggressive attitude. So I'm telling you, forget about Atlanta. Them Falcons ain't worth it. All right. So that was Thursday night's game. Okay, so I picked Sunday, and how did it go for me on Sunday? Let's see.
The first game on Sunday, the Miami Dolphins played the Bills in Buffalo. The Bills won 31-21.
Yeah, 31-21. Well, I picked the Bills to win, and I thought it was going to be an under game, but it looked like it was 52 points scored. So it was over whatever the total points were. So that's good.
You picked over. Total points was 39, and you picked Bills and over.
All right. Well, if the total points was 39, that's good. Buffalo almost scored 39 points by themselves. So that's what I picked. I knew Buffalo was going to score a lot of points because they have a good offense. So it was interesting that Miami actually scored 21 points. That means they scored 3 touchdowns. All right. Well, good job. That's a win for G-Money. That's 2 in a row. All right. Now, who else?
Jaguars beat the Bengals 27-17.
Oh, Jaguars beat the Bengals. Well, I think I even picked Cincinnati to beat the Jaguars. I didn't realize that Cincinnati hadn't won a game. I just like the Bengals, and I'm finding out that they're not really worth a whole lot. They haven't won a game all season. They're 0-6 now, or 0-7. So Jacksonville just played against another sorry team. That's why they won. So, all right. Well, I lost that one. G-Money lost that one. But I won't bet on Cincinnati no more. That's for sure. If Jacksonville beat them. All right. Who else?
Texans beat the Falcons 53-32.
Kick the Falcons' butt. I told you if you vote rooting for Atlanta, you might as well get you a new team because Atlanta isn't playing ball. I'm surprised they scored 23 points, though. That was interesting. But they got 53 scored against them. So they're really not playing any defense. And if they scored, it's because they probably got 3 plays that made it to the end zone. Rest of the time, they're just playing. All right. Well, that's a win for G-Money because I bet against Atlanta for sure. All right.
Next up, the Redskins. No, sorry, wrong week. The Vikings beat the Lions 42-30.
Whoa, the Vikings. I knew Minnesota was going to be on their game. They've been playing really good lately. So if you got money, bet on the Vikings. They'll win for you. And I'm surprised Detroit played a pretty good game. Detroit is trying to score some points now. They got to get their defense together, but their offense looks like they're doing some stuff. So let's keep our eye on Detroit and see what they do as we get into the middle of the season. All right, that's another win for G Money, because I picked the Vikings to win. All right.
Oh yeah, you know what? They that game that I told you, Texans beating the Falcons, that wasn't this week. That wasn't last week. That was the previous week. The Falcons did lose to the Rams though, 37-10.
Oh yeah, okay. Well, I told you that Atlanta was gonna lose, but they lost to the wrong team. They lost to the Rams, and the Rams was the automatic win. So I knew that. That's a win for G Money for sure, all day long. So the Rams
right.
won.
That's and good. the Texans lost to the Colts, 30-23.
Oh yeah, that was an upset. I expected the Texans to beat the Colts, but the Colts is trying to play football now. They settled in with their new quarterback, and now they're about to lead in their division, actually. They're almost in first place in their division. I think they're like one game ahead of the Houston Texans, but they're going to win. They're leading their division, so... All right. Well, Houston, I bet on Houston to win, to beat the Colts, but that was a loss for G Money. Okay. I ain't going to bet against the Colts no more. They're playing good ball. All right.
Next up, the Packers beat the Raiders 42-24.
Oh, yeah. Packers beat the Raiders, beat the pants off the Raiders. Yep, that's good. Aaron Rodgers threw 5 touchdowns and even ran 1 touchdown in. He threw for 435 yards. He set all kind of passing records that day. Oh, yeah, Aaron Rodgers ain't giving up no ground. He's on his route, and they predicted that he's going to be the NFL player of the year, the most valuable player, even though they're trying to give it to, I don't know who the other quarterback is and what team he's playing for, but somebody else is playing real good. I think it's the quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. I think he's playing real good, so they're trying to say that Aaron Rodgers is only second to him. But Aaron's like, wait a minute, hold up. Let's see what I can do. And he's doing it. All right. So Green Bay beat the Raiders, and I bet on Green Bay to win. Thank you very much. That's another win for G Money. And I think I bet that it was going to be an over, and we scored more than the over, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So that's another win for G Money. Listening to G Money, you can win some money here in Vegas. All right. Next game.
49ers beat the Redskins 9-0.
Yeah. The only reason 49ers didn't score a lot of points just because it was raining. It was really rainy weather. And so they had difficulty with their offense. They couldn't throw the deep bomb. They couldn't throw short passes because the ball was slipping all over the place. And their running backs were dropping the ball. They didn't turn it over any fumble, but they were dropping the ball. So that's why they just ended up kicking 3 field goals to win the game. But their defense played outstanding. So that's why they're still undefeated. They're like the New England Patriots. They're still playing undefeated football. So that's good. All right. I think, let's see, New England Patriots are in the AFC. And the San Francisco 49ers are in the NFC. So we're waiting to see who's going to win in the NFC. We already know who's going to win in the AFC. So, but Green Bay's in the NFC too. So we got Green Bay playing against Minnesota and playing against San Francisco 49ers. So those, all three teams have, well, they have one loss, but the 49ers are still undefeated. So they got a perfect record. All right. So who else? That's another win for G Money. All right. Who else has played?
The Arizona Cardinals beat the Giants 27-21.
All right. That's another win for G Money. I bet on Arizona to beat the Giants. And you said it was 27-21. That's 48
right.
points. What was the total points for that game?
Total points for that game was 49. And they scored 48.
Ooh.
Total. Yeah. You chose under. They only 48 total points were scored, and you said Cardinals and under. So you got the over under.
So I knew the Cardinals were going to score some points. I didn't know if the Giants were, but I knew the Cardinals were going to score some points. So that was a win for G Money on both counts. All right, the Arizona Cardinals with the win and under. The total points. Good job, G Money. Another win. Oh, you're rolling. Okay, who else?
Let's see. The Saints beat the Bears 36-25, and so they were over the total points. And you picked Saints and over.
Yep. I picked the Saints, and the Saints and the Bears, the games ended up being kind of close, but it really wasn't that close. The Saints were winning by like 21 points going into the fourth quarter, and then the Bears scored a touchdown or two to make it look respectable, but it wasn't even close throughout the whole game. The Saints just was running away with it. And they don't even have Drew Brees. Drew Brees has been out on an injury, but he'll be back next week. And then the Saints are going to be rolling in full gear. All right. So the Saints is the winner, and that's good for G Money. That's what I picked. And the total points was over. And I picked that, too. All right, people. You listening? You're hearing me? G-Money's picking winners. All right. Next game.
The Titans, Tennessee Titans, beat the Chargers 23-20. And you picked Titans and over, and it was over.
Oh, man. Well, I didn't want to bet against the Chargers, but I took the Titans for the win. And the Titans won. I'm really happy to hear that. The Titans are getting a better offense together. So they're looking good. I don't know what's wrong with the Chargers. They're 2-5. That's awful. They just aren't going to show up this season. They're not going to be in the playoff hunt or nothing. They're just out of it. I don't know what's going on down in L.A. for the Chargers, but they're not playing well. They've only won 2 games out of 7. That's awful. So the Titans, I guess, are going to take the division, and we'll have to see what's going on by the time we get to the middle of the season, see who's up with 10 wins by the end of the first middle of the season. So Titans was the winner, and G Money picked the Titans, and I picked the over. So it was good. G Money won on both counts. You hear that, people? G Money's picking winners. All right, the next game.
Next game is the Ravens beat the Seahawks 30-16. And so it was you picked the Seahawks, and it was under. So I don't know if you picked over or under, but.
And what was the total points?
Total points was 51, and they only scored 46.
46.
So it was under.
Yeah. Well, I picked the Seattle Seahawks to win because they were playing at home. So Baltimore, I know, is a good team. And I bet against Baltimore. That's really bad. I should have went with the Baltimore Ravens because they play good if they're playing away or if they're playing at home. But Seattle just plays good at home. So that was an upset for Seattle to lose in the Seattle Kingdom. That was awful. But so that's a loss for G Money. I should have went with my Baltimore Ravens, but I picked Seattle because they were playing at home. So that lets you know that Seattle isn't good at home all the time. All right. Baltimore with the win, and that's a loss for G Money. So that's about three losses for me. That's not bad. Okay, next game.
Last but not least, for Sunday, the Cowboys beat the Eagles 37-10. And you picked the Eagles and under. So you lost the game, but you won the under.
I won the total points. It was 37-10. I couldn't believe the Cowboys jumped out like that. Wow. The Eagles didn't have no offense. They had very little defense. That game was an awful game. I had nurses jumping up and down for the Cowboys, and I couldn't stand it. I was like, no, the Cowboys are going to get beat up on. And they were saying, we used to like you, G Money, but we don't like you no more. Because you're not a Cowboys fan. And I'm like, nope, the Cowboys are going to get beat up today, and I'm going to be happy. But it didn't work out that way. The Cowboys won. So now the Cowboys may be leading their division. That could be something to look at now. The Cowboys may be trying to be in first place in their division. Okay. Now, what about Monday night?
Tonight's game is the New England Patriots playing the New York Jets in New York.
Oh, that's
total points is 42.
Yeah, New England's going to beat the pants off the Jets. They're going to score more than the over. So that's going to be automatic. New England will probably score 38 points by themselves. And then the Jets might score 7 or 10. I doubt if they get 14 points. Because New England's going to put a whooping on them. They're going to shut them down. So we'll wait and see. I'm picking New England for the win. And it's definitely going to be over the total point. So we'll see what happens. But now, real quick, DJ, can you pull up the AFC standing and pull up the NFC standing? just want to see what the AFC looks like. I know it's the New England Patriots and the Indianapolis Colts and the Houston Texans, and then I want to see who else is in line. I think the Buffalo Bills will probably be in line. They only have one loss. So who else?
So not sure what you want to know.
Well, just read the standings and let me see how close I am to picking the – it's 16 teams, so I should be able to pick the top seven for sure. New England Patriots.
Okay. Let's I think we should do that after the break.
Okay. All right. Well, it's time for a break. Let us go pay our bills and get back to making some more money with the NFL football pick. I'm G Money. And we'll be back in a minute for more of the show.
When I first got to Vegas, my girlfriend, which is Snoop's auntie, she had gotten word that Snoop was performing in concert. So I didn't know at the time, but the AVN, the Adult Video Network, was holding a convention in Las Vegas for all the porno stars, and they had a concert which was the Pimp and Players Ball, and Snoop was the special guest. So we went to the concert, and we were standing up front by the stage, and Snoop came out and performed and was doing his show, and he broke out a blunt, and he lit the blunt on stage and then passed it to me. And I turned and looked at all of the cameras in the audience, and I saw it was on all of the TV screens in the room. So I was the star right then and there.
I was cool with
we have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. And these two girls walked by me and they said, "Well, why don't you come with us?" One girl was tall and dark skinned, and the other girl was light skinned. But she was beautiful. So I'm walking home with them. And I get to the house, and I ask the real pretty one, I said, "Where do you live? You don't look like you're from around here." And she says, "No, I go to school in Lakewood, and I'm in the 11th grade." And I said, "You're in the 11th grade? So why are you out here with her at 2 o'clock? And the other girl says, "Well, I'm teaching her how to work the streets." And I said, "Oh, okay, that sounds good."
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything, from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol. And that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. I want to let you know that on Friday, we dedicate our show to solving the homeless problem in different cities around the world. So we want people to call in that are working with the homeless and talk about the things that they're doing to solve homelessness in their neighborhood around the world. So all they got to do is call me on my radio show. And we're going to talk about it live on the air on Friday. Okay? So everybody, call in on 323-870-4366. That's how you can listen to the radio show. And you can be a call-in guest on my radio show. Just call in and say you want to talk about the homeless situation. And we'll put you on, and we'll have that discussion live on the air.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Yep, this is G Bunny, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Now, right now, we're going through the NFL. The season is just getting ready to finish. Season week number 7 in the NFL season, and we have the breakdown of all of the teams so far up to week 7. So, tonight is Monday night, and the undefeated New England Patriots are playing the 2-5 or 2-4 Jets. New York Jets, they don't stand a chance. They're going to get the brakes beat off of them tonight. So if you want to bet, bet on the New England Patriots to win by a lot. They're going to blow them out. Okay, DJ Papa D, how about a roll call for the AFC?
All right, let's take a look here. So in the AFC, in first place are the New England Patriots at 6-0. In second place are the Buffalo Bills at 5-1. Tied for third place are the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs at 5-2. In fourth place, it's the Indianapolis Colts at 4-2. In fifth place, it's the Houston Texans at 4-3. In sixth place, the Oakland Raiders at 3-3. Tied for seventh place are the Tennessee Titans and the Jacksonville Jaguars at 3-4. And that's the seventh place, right? In eighth place, the Cleveland Browns and the Steelers are tied at 2-4. In ninth place, the Denver Broncos and the L.A. Chargers are tied at 2-5. And in tenth place, it's the Miami Dolphins at 0-6. And bringing up the rear, it's the Cincinnati Bengals at 0-7.
Wow. They got a big discrepancy between the undefeated New England Patriots and the 0-7 Cincinnati Bengals. Wow. It's a big breakdown going down the list. All right. Well, what's happening in the NFC?
NFC is a little different. In first place, San Francisco 49ers at 6-0. Tied for second place are the New Orleans Saints and the Green Bay Packers at 6-1. So you basically can see they're all pretty much all at the top. After that, in third place, tied for third place, it's the Seattle Seahawks and the Minnesota Vikings. At both at 5-2.
Okay, wait a minute. Back up. Who all is 6-1? Green Bay Packers and who else?
So the Green Bay Packers and the New Orleans Saints are all 6-1. Are both 6-1.
Okay.
San Francisco 49ers are at the top at 6-0.
Okay. All right. So it was the Saints and the Packers. Okay. In second
right.
place. All right.
Right.
Thursday.
And then tied for third, it's the Minnesota Vikings and the Seattle Seahawks.
And what's their record?
At 5-2.
5-2. Okay.
Right. In fourth place, it's the Carolina Panthers at 4-2. In fifth place, the Dallas Cowboys and the LA Rams are tied at 4-3. Let's see. After that, it is the Arizona Cardinals and the Chicago Bears tied at 3-3. Behind them, the Eagles are 3-4. And let's see. The Detroit Lions are next at 2-2-1. And behind them are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 2-4. And then after that, it's the New York Giants at 2-5. And bringing up the rear, it's the Washington Redskins and the Atlanta Falcons, both at 1-6.
Mm.
So at the top of the NFC, you have the 49ers, the Packers, and the Saints. And at the bottom, you basically have the Lions, the Redskins, and the Falcons.
Wow. And the Lions have been playing good. They've been scoring a lot of touchdowns. They're just not winning. Wow. Okay. Atlanta hasn't even been scoring touchdowns. So we know they're not in it. And who is the other team at the bottom?
Of the NFC?
It's
the Falcons, the Redskins.
And
the Lions.
Yeah, the Redskins have been scoring a little bit, but their defense has been giving up a lot of points. So, okay. All right. So that's good to know. Well, that's the NFL standing as of week 7 in the NFL season. So I hope everybody was listening to the standing and you can tell which teams are on top, who's in the middle, and who's bringing up the rear. So it looks like the AFC may win the Super Bowl again because the New England Patriots are the defending world champions and they're leading the pack. They're undefeated. And 7-0. So we'll wait and see what happens after 3 more weeks. See if somebody can bump the New England Patriots off. And if somebody's going to beat the San Francisco 49ers, or if somebody's going to beat Green Bay or beat the Saints. Because all of those teams have one loss. Except for New England and San Francisco. They're undefeated. So we'll wait and see what happens. Let's give them 2 more weeks and see if anything changes in the standing. All right. Well, that's NFL football for us today. So enjoy the rest of the week and look forward to Thursday night's game. Do you know who's playing Thursday night, DJ? I think it's going to be
Sorry about that. I was muted. It's the Washington Redskins are playing the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota. And they're giving the Redskins 16 points.
Yeah, Minnesota's going to put a whooping on the Washington Redskins. That's going to happen on Thursday night for everybody to witness. So that'll be good. And it might be an under game. Minnesota may not score a whole lot of points, but they'll score enough to beat the spread. And that's what I'm thinking is going to happen. So they may score 22 points, but they're going to shut Washington down. So Washington may not score anything. They may kick a field goal. But that's what I'm expecting to happen on Thursday night. It'll be Minnesota with a whole bunch and Washington with little or nothing. So that's Thursday night's prediction. I'm letting you know in advance. So put your money on Minnesota for the win. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, how about some more music for our listening audience? And play a comedy spot or two. Let's get something to laugh at, except for besides some of these football teams that have only won one game. They've had 6 weeks to win one game. They're not doing very good at all. So we want to give them something to party to, since they're nothing to look forward to seeing as they're playing in the NFL. So, DJ, Papa D, play some music, play a comedy short, or play something. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And all the young fathers out there that didn't know what they were doing, they had no dick control, and they ended up having the baby. Well, shit like that happens, you know. And like a lot of the guys I know, they say, it ain't my baby. It wasn't my baby. But, yes, it was your baby. You're the one that put your dick in the situation. So you got to deal with it. Now you get daddy present on Father's Day. Even though you may not be a good father, at least you pay child support, and if you don't, you should be. So pay it and don't complain about it. And take care of your kids because you made them. They didn't ask to be here. And if you take good care of them, they will be good citizens. So look after your kids and thank your daddy for putting that nut in there to get you here.
Yeah!
So she says, I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. And she comes in and she throws some money on the bed for me. And I'm like, okay. And she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking. And she goes to sleep. And then it's Thanksgiving. So we order pizza for Thanksgiving. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit and he goes out.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends. And send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money. Because I'm running for president in 2020. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media. Help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team,
Call 323-870-4366. And you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and it's time to shut this show down. The clock on the wall says that's all. So, for better, I'll say, better enjoying the show today, and tomorrow it'll be just as good. So today is Monday, the first day of the week, and we'll be back tomorrow. So I want to say thank you to my brothers, DJ Papa D, for playing the music, playing the comedy shorts, and going over the NFL football picks with me. And I still didn't find out how many picks I won, but I'll find that out tomorrow. And I want to thank DJ Big Nasty for his radio support and his social media support with the radio show. And we want to thank everybody for listening. Remember, tell your friends that we're broadcasting all around the world so they can catch us in any country in the world, because we're on 7 continents and we're bringing you Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So until tomorrow, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. Talk to you tomorrow. Peace. Have a good evening. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.